Road trip not going great for the Red Sox there, Keith.
No, it's not. But they can go on a 10-game heater at any time.
Like that's
no, it's not.
No one said it's over.
They've gone on multiple 7-game win streaks, right?
Yeah.
They could turn this on a dime.
They could.
Now, they probably needed to win the one with Garrett Crochet going yesterday.
That felt like an important one
against the guy making his season debut.
I'm going to be honest. I saw the Bregman home run last night. They're up 2-0.
Yeah.
I go.
Sick brag,
Bregman
bro.
Dong.
All right. They're going to knock around Javier. Keith pointed out very accurately yesterday. Came back from Tommy John surgery.
I tried to tell you that.
They're going to knock that guy around.
I tried to tell you.
My Roman Anthony bet cash like right away. I'm like, great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Two plus
hits, runs, RBI, Keith. Problem is, I had that parlayed with Abreu, who didn't hit. And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, well, they're going to load up. Let me flip around the dial. I'll watch a few other things. I'll come back.
Who are you watching? I'm curious.
Kathleen and I were catching up on Big Brother from Sunday.
Big Brother? Mm-hmm, what year is that?
Oh, it's, I think, BB27.
BB27?
Yep.
It's like South Park. South Park 27
I caught up on South Park, Billy, the other night. I had seen the first two now. You still haven't seen them?
Episode one I watched.
Did you?
I sure did. I got an eyeful.
I mean, I'm weeks behind. I'm not as far behind as Portnoy is on Sinners. I'm weeks and weeks behind on South Park, so I feel like I can't talk about it with anybody. But the second Trump came out for the first time was just like a gasp moment.
Well, for people that are just like parachuting in on South Park.
Why don't you wait for J.D. Vance at episode two, Keith? Because
is that right?
It's a pretty strong laugh out loud moment.
Spoiler section.
At the end,
people might not remember, like,
J.D. Vance is just in it.
All the Saddam Hussein stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same voice. It's the same animation and everything else. I'll say this, Bill, and I know you're the biggest South Park fan here. I would say line for line, the greatest South Park character.
Satan.
Satan.
Satan's up there.
100%. Like Randy, Cartman, Butters, but they're in so much of it. I think Satan's not in a lot of episodes.
I think they have a high hit rate based on
the amount of
lines, but they have a
Satan
lot. They have a lot.
Pretty awesome.
Satan, I think,
is the best character. If I was going to do
anybody dressing up like Crow, everybody thinks they dress like Crow. They're going to like hook up.
He's so good.
Yeah,
he's incredible.
His player efficiency is very, very high.
When he gets
very
sad,
like,
he's so big. And he's Satan. He's all. He gets just. He's miserable.
Just
but
sitting there reading in bed.
Yeah, so good. He's the best. But yeah, no. So
I'm still trying to figure out if that's still a picture of Skeet Ulrich above the bed, because it used to be Skeet Ulrich back in the day when it was him and Saddam Hussein. So like the first
Skeet
episode,
Ulrich.
Like you'd see just like the bottom of the photo. And I'm curious if it's the same Skeet Ulrich photo that was above the
bed. I'll have to keep my eyes peeled on that.
Wait,
I love Skeet Ulrich.
Wait for episode two, though.
I'll watch that. There's a
late line in episode two that I had to rewind a few times.
Is it that good? So anyway, so you're bouncing around. You're watching Big Brother.
So
then you go back
around,
to the Sox.
I come back. Yeah. I go, well, Crochet's got this. I watch a couple innings. I come back. Crochet did not have this. I go, what the hell happened? Correa gets to him. Walker gets to him. All of a sudden, they're trailing. They're down 3-2. But I'm like, okay, well, Crochet will settle in after this. He did not.
No.
Chaz McCormick got him. Your guy?
Not my guy. I've dismissed myself from this guy. I am not a Jordan Hicks guy. Don't let anybody fool you otherwise.
Is your guy.
I hate him.
Jordan Hicks.
He's got to go.
It turns out it's not just high leverage and late in the games where he struggles.
He throws gas, though. You got to get rid of him.
Right in the middle of the game.
Why'd they get rid of Murph?
I don't know.
Murph. So when we were on the air yesterday,
Did Ken text you about this, by the way?
No, he texted you.
Bye-bye, Murph. Ken hates him.
He punched out Shohei Ohtani right in front of us. How do you not celebrate this, man?
Ken hates Murphy.
They were making call-ups. They're like, we need three catchers. So they have three catchers on the roster. They were making these calls. They brought up another reliever. And so we were speculating what's going to happen with the roster moves. And we're like, well, Isaiah Campbell's going to go. No, he's now pitching in the game.
Hey, pitch well.
He's great.
He's moving up in the bullpen.
But Hicks has got to go. But there's no point to having him. Like, when do you pitch him?
I saw Gordo over at Play Tessie.
Yeah.
Did you see Play Tessie was making news with Roman Anthony? He hates ketchup. You see this?
Roman Anthony doesn't like ketchup?
Roman Anthony hates ketchup.
I love it.
I do too.
I love ketchup so much.
Play Tessie, though, on the Odyssey app. Gordo.
Good question.
He said the other day.
Was the question, do you like ketchup?
What's your hottest food take?
What's your hot food take? Exactly.
Oh, hot food take. That is a hot food take.
Yeah, he said he hates ketchup.
Do you have a hot food take?
Yeah, I think I just like condiments. I don't really even think I don't even think I like food. I just think I like what I put on the
food.
You're
a dip guy.
Yeah. I don't even think,
Just love the dips.
Yeah, like if you throw tomato sauce on something, you throw ketchup mayo, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day what it is. I'll probably eat that.
Okay.
I think I just like the condiments.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's very much the opposite of Roman Anthony.
He's going to get some heat for that, I would
imagine.
He's
been getting heat for it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he was on MLB Network defending it yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
But at least the hot dog purists will celebrate that. Because the hot dog ketchup on a hot dog, people lose their minds.
Arcan probably loves Roman Anthony now. I haven't talked to him about this, but I'm sure he's number one with a bullet on Arcan's list. And so, no, Gordo said he's out of options and he's under contract for 2 more years and like there's zero chance they're going to move on from him. I'm with you. I'd move on from him in a heartbeat.
I would say the chances are way higher than zero that they move on from Jordan Hicks.
I thought he was one of the guys who could go yesterday with all of that roster crunch. So anyway, Red Sox have now dropped 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
And you look at the way the game's executed. Like, Crochet was bad, but I was annoyed with Cora late in that game last night. Like, I didn't get why Cora didn't pinch hit for Duran. I love Duran. I wouldn't have traded Duran. But when there's a lefty on the hill and you have Ref Snyder sitting on the bench, I didn't get why he didn't pinch hit for Duran in the seventh inning. Then he goes to Ref Snyder later in the game, but Ref Snyder has to hit against a righty because the Astros made a pitching change. So, like, all of that annoyed me and bothered me. Never mind. Cora after the game's like, yeah, Romy wasn't feeling great. Well, why just send him to get thrown out going to second base? Yeah. So I was just annoyed situationally with the Red Sox.
He's had a tough little go all of a sudden,
yes.
Cora, because he was awful early, and then he turned it around, and maybe just getting rid of Devers helped turn him around, turn the team around, 100%. Whatever, had a couple of these winning streaks, and to the point where we were then giving him credit, and we're like, all right, look what he's doing now, and like things are going pretty well, and he deserves credit for the turnaround and like getting them where they were. I don't know, like over the weekend certainly wasn't great for him, and last night added to the list. So, yeah, I mean, they're still 10 games over 500. I still think they're going to be a playoff team, but...
Me too.
They're in the middle of it. Well, but is a good... I mean, yeah, I think they're a playoff team, but we just saw Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet back-to-back-to-back all have, in consideration for their worst starts of the year.
Yeah.
You know, Giolito had one that was worse, but like this, it was a bad start for him. It might have been Bayo's worst start. And then Crochet. I mean, when was the last time Crochet went 4 innings? You have to go back to last year where the White Sox forced him to do it.
In terms of his pitch count, I think the only other short start he's had all year was that Mets start that we were bitching about for weeks and weeks and
months.
And
that was out of his hands.
Yeah,
that correct. Was a team decision.
So look, Crochet was bad last night. I think situationally the Red Sox have been poor in some of these losses. It started against San Diego, continued last night. Even though they made a comeback to cut it to 7-6, Anthony had the huge home run in that game last night. What was wrong with Crochet? Just a one-off, but what do you think was wrong with him last night? Because he started great. I mean, he mowed him down for 2 innings. I flipped it. Maybe it was my fault. I flipped the game off for a couple innings. I came back, and next thing you know, he's a different pitcher. But what do you think was wrong with Crochet last night? Because I have a theory.
You have a theory? Your theory? Because I was like, he only walked one guy. He threw a lot of first pitch strikes. So
the Astros are cheating. That's my theory.
Oh.
The Astros are pissed. And
is he tipping pitches?
No, no,
or are
no.
they cheating?
No.
They're manipulating.
You see some of the stuff in the game last night, the guy moving up in the box. You see that?
Yeah.
Where he like crow hopped up in the box. I'm trying to remember who it was.
Oh, interesting.
Which hitter was it for the Astros? I'll
you weren't just passively watching the game. You were watching this like a hawk.
Oh, I thought he was watching Big Brother.
Well, I mean, outside of the couple innings I was watching BB. who was the hitter? Dubon. So he like crow hopped up in the bullpen, in the box rather.
What's up with that?
Facing Crochet at one point in time. Well, here's what's up with it, and this crystallized for me when
they are in Houston. So
okay, when Neeris came into the game, I'm like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
They're annoyed at what the Red Sox were doing at Fenway a week or so ago when Neeris was yelling at the base coach coming off the field, and the Astros said, "Oh, the Red Sox are doing stuff. We're going to start doing stuff, too."
Ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
I mean, bit of what's good for the goose, good for the gander.
Think about the organizations that are involved. Neeris was pissed, bullcrap,
at
the Red Sox the other week.
Yeah.
And now, and they got to Neeris, by the way, again in the game last night. Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
They know it.
And
they know what's coming.
The Astros were bullcrap at the Red Sox for last week, and they said, you know what? We went in there. They swept us. God knows what they were up to. We're giving them a taste of their own medicine. They were all over Crochet. I've never seen a guy crow hop up in the batter's box like Dubon did last night. Almost like he knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Lou highlighted it on the broadcast. It's like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Felt like they knew what was coming last night, where they were sitting on pitches and hitting Crochet like he hasn't been hit all year. I think the Astros were sick of it and gave the Red Sox a little taste of their own medicine. And guess what?
It's a good theory.
Tough Alex Cora. What are you going to do? Call the Astros on their crap?
No.
Well, Neeris just kind of stinks. He's been on 3 teams this year already with an over a 6 ERA.
Who's this?
Hector Neeris.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, he stinks.
He could hide the pitchers all he wants. He's still going to get crushed.
No, fine. But flip side.
I'm just telling
on Crochet.
The Astros are pissed at the Red Sox, and it bled over into last night. And they took it out on Crochet.
Does this make you want to see a Red Sox-Astros playoff series or not want to see one?
Oh, see one.
Yeah, just cheating nonstop. Yeah. Just two guys cheating their tails off.
What would they call that in like a wrestling match where like anything goes? What do you call that?
Oh, yeah, it could be like a no holds barred.
Yeah, it's a no holds barred playoff series.
None of the holds are barred. Yeah. You can use any hold.
Pick a hold.
You go Chicago Street Fight.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, sure.
No DQ match. Yeah, these guys would be cameras, iPads everywhere.
Here's a good one.
Trash cans.
Real Mike on Twitter, not to be confused with the fake Mike.
Oh, thank God it's Real Mike.
Real Mike says, I see your Astros cheating theory. Seeing, and by the way, this is...
Who's real? What the hell?
This is the Astros are responding to the Red Sox and the antics that they've been up to. So I wouldn't let the Red Sox off the hook.
No,
I'm just like, oh, the Astros are cheating.
It's everybody. That was like, we had a text yesterday from somebody or a tweet that were like, well, like, A.J. Hinch was in charge of all that. You think the Tigers are cheating? Like
yeah, maybe. Yeah, with that guy, I wouldn't rule it out.
They were in first place.
All right, so Real Mike on Twitter, yeah. I see your Astros cheating theory, especially because Carlos Correa couldn't hit a baseball in Minnesota for years, and now he's in Houston and he's Tony Gwynn.
Good one.
Not bad. Correa looks like a different guy in Houston. Like, jeez,
never should have left.
Jeez, I wonder why.
Why and Bregman, he leaves Houston. Where does he go?
Well,
Cora.
That's
no, it goes to Cora. Well, and it was down to Cora and Hinch where he was going to go.
Yeah. He's like, smart. I need to turn my career around after last year. I gotta go somewhere and get back with one of my managers.
Genius.
No, that was just sidebar. That was wild. But I've never seen a game like that where Bregman gets a standing O. And then on the others, I was like, this is Correa's first game in Houston? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Until the game played.
Bregman and Correa back
in Houston?
They're
both getting standing ovations last night? That's wild.
It's wild.
I've never seen
Well, Bregman did for the first at bat, and then he got booed.
Oh, no. After that, they booed him.
Yeah.
They might have even thrown at him at one at bat.
Classy.
Yeah. But yeah.
They'll retire both their numbers. Probably. It's the Astros.
How about a statue?
I think they could go statue. Bregman, I mean, maybe a little Altuve statue.
Just like a little one. Correa won one.
Little buzzer.
Did Bregman?
little buzzer. What is that right there? Oh, that's his little buzzer. That's how he won the MVP that year.
That's how he knew what pitch was coming. Bregman won two there, right? I think he was there for both of them. He was definitely there for the last one. I think he was there in 17 as well, I thought.
He was a two-time World Series winner.
Okay. Really? So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if numbers of retired statues are built.
They do have they have a lot of retired numbers.
I think the Astros said, oh, that's cute, that you're up to whatever you're up to at Fenway Park, and pitches have been tipped or whatever. Whatever you're doing, we're nearest balked a guy over to third base because he didn't want Trevor Story peeking into his glove. And the Astros gave him a taste of their own medicine last night.
Did you see Jazz Chisholm last night giving the most obvious signs in the world? I think it was Paul Goldschmidt standing on second base because you could see in the guy's glove.
No.
Jazz Chisholm's always right in the middle of something.
He was doing like arm circles. I got the pitcher's coming.
So look, Houston.
Curveball!
Houston's a great example of this. Like, I don't think that the Red Sox are the only team up to stuff. I think a lot of teams do stuff like that when you're on second base.
Oh, yeah. That's not cheating.
It seems like the Red Sox have had their fair share of incidents, and maybe the Astros are one of the first teams that aren't going to take it anymore. And so that's what you saw last night, I think.
Yeah, it could be. And it would be funny. I mean, the way things are trending, you're going to get the Astros, Tigers, and Red Sox all in the playoffs. So I would say shenanigans will be afoot. And why not? I mean, that's just that's the way it goes. And a lot of this stuff truly isn't cheating, right? Like, if guys are really good at either picking up tipped pitches or seeing the signs from second base, although I thought a lot of that would go away with just pitch calm.
That's what I still don't get.
I don't know. Maybe it's more location. Maybe they're trying to do like more, you know, if some catchers maybe really go to what's the place.
Or what does PitchCom do? It tells you what pitch is coming, right?
Yeah. You think I can hear it?
Well.
You have bad hearing. It's like fastball down the middle.
No, but I just mean like, is there a way?
I heard fastball down the middle.
Is there a way to gain access to that would be my question.
Gotta be.
Yeah. I mean, there probably is.
I bet Ice Cube from War of the Worlds could do it. He was hacking in everything. He'd be no problem. He'd know exactly what pitch was coming.
I think that's what it was last night, and it's not to let Crochet off the hook, but I just think the Astros felt like they were awfully ready for what was coming from Crochet last night, and I wonder if the Red Sox got a taste of their own medicine. Yeah. Meanwhile, I heard Curtis on this today, and I think it's a good take. I don't think there's any reason to panic about Crochet at a bad start. There shouldn't be. He's been lights out this year. I wouldn't panic about that.
Agreed.
I think if he won last night, he would have been the first 14-game winner in the bigs. So he's been awesome. He might win the Cy Young. Last night didn't do him any favors, but like he's going to be right there with Tarik Skubal. It is evidence, and really these last three starts are evidence why, Craig Breslow, you had to do more at the trade deadline to help these guys out.
Botched the deadline. Even though they were winning games right after the deadline, and everyone's like, oh, look at that, they're fine. Like, no, there's still a good chunk of the regular season left to go, and hopefully a long playoff run. And Giolito and Bayo, maybe they're just both having kind of dream seasons. We'll see. I'm a little worried that their last start, we see another one of those or another couple of those. And you also, you couldn't rely on Garrett Crochet to win every single game that he pitches. So you get through those three guys, you lose all three of them, and then you're like, all right, we got May Buehler back-to-back. So you could have had like a Merrill Kelly there, or you could have been aggressive and gotten somebody else to take one of those spots. You know, Walker Buehler had a good start the last time out, so who knows? Maybe he has a few more, but like, what is anybody's faith in Dustin May? Not much. And so he goes tonight. So now trying to stop a losing streak, yeah, not ideal. Not ideal.
No, and it came at a real, real rough time, as you said. All three of their worst starts. So that really does highlight what they needed.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Bayo maybe is a two. Maybe. And I made this case just a week ago where you look at all the pitching rotations, like, as much as the Red Sox could have used another starter and you could always add another high-end starter, that wouldn't be a bad thing. Crochet Bayo is as good as anybody else in the AL pennant race has when it comes to ERA and a 1-2 punch. I think it's right up there with that. But I'd like Bayo better slotted in third, where I don't need him to keep pitching the way he has in case there's any regression coming. Same thing for Giolito. Never mind if Crochet is a little more hittable in the last couple months of the year because he's never thrown this many innings. There were ways to protect yourself against it, and the Red Sox didn't. They looked at it and said, Abraham Toro, ironically, had a home run last night, but he's been scuffling now for a month plus. Maybe
I believe
even longer
he's the, whatever, and there haven't been days, seventh worst batter in all of baseball.
I saw this stat. I saw this stat yesterday. Yeah, if you notice, I haven't been doing the bullhorns a lot lately.
No, it's a little quiet.
I saw this stat yesterday. Let me try to track it down. But prior to that home run, he had been one of the worst hitters in baseball for like a month, month plus, whatever it's been. They assume he's just going to keep hitting. They assume that Bayo and Giolito are just going to keep doing what they're doing. And when I say they, I'm talking about Craig Breslow. And that's why he let you down at the deadline. I think you saw some of that. Yeah, Toro entering play last night. 205 with a 560 OPS. That is the fourth worst qualified hitter in baseball since June 11th.
By the way, the Seattle Mariners, who are the top wildcard team, who you were competing with and still are competing with, they've won seven in a row, and they have Suarez and Josh Naylor. Naylor homered last night.
Oh, 15, did he?
Yeah, 15th home run.
Did he swipe
run.
Any more bags?
Good question. No, he did not. He did not swipe any more bags. But they now have Naylor hitting cleanup, Suarez hitting fifth, protecting Julio Rod and Big Dumper in there. Mariners are pretty nasty.
It feels like a team that went out and actually tried to get better at the trade deadline.
Correct.
And what do you know? They're being rewarded for it.
But they're rental players, Jones. They're going to screw themselves.
I mean, Astros were the same thing. And the Red Sox, in fairness, just swept the Astros a week ago. I don't know what factored into that. But they just swept the Astros a week ago.
Yeah.
They went out and they bought at the deadline, and it didn't look great for the Red Sox last night. So you guys can jump in here. 617-779-7937. We got Kiefer Madness 1245. Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston at High Noon. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. We're going to tier off all the NFL head coaches next. Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We're going to tier off NFL head coaches today, Keefe. What do we have for tiers?
Yeah, so all 32 head coaches, and we're going to look ahead here. I think the top tier, we're going to give GOAT a break. Bill Belichick's not in this list, so we're going to give GOAT a break. Top tier is going to be the best around.
Ooh, I like that.
That's going to get stuck in your head.
That's nice.
But that's the top tier. Those are the best coaches around.
We should use that more. We should use that not just for today. We should use that more.
Add it to the pile.
Yeah, great.
And then we'll see which show on the station uses it next. The second tier down. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Okay. We don't necessarily agree they should be crowned.
So this is the thing.
Yeah.
Think of this tier.
You can crown them.
You can crown them, but they're not going to win the whole thing, right? They're clearly a step down from the best around.
They're not the best around.
But they're good. They're not the best around.
You can crown them.
Crown their ass.
Yeah.
All right. Third tier. That's all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
It's all right.
Self-explanatory.
Was that Rossi talking about WrestleMania?
It was Rossi talking about something he didn't like.
All right. Fourth tier. Can't win with him.
Cannot win with him. There it is.
There's that guy.
Okay, yeah.
Cannot win with him.
Can't win with them.
Cannot win with them.
Yeah, not very good.
And then the bottom tier. Now, this will also be when we do our predictions in a couple of short weeks. First coach fired alert.
The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Hold on a second. So we're going to take...
Perfect. Great drop, Nick. That's
I don't
perfect.
Like that
Thank
drop.
You. Yeah, good.
I delete it from the system. So first coach fired alert. So okay. I think that should get us going here.
Okay.
All right, Billy's going to fire off some coaches, then we're going to tear them.
All right, first up, we'll go alphabetical order. Arizona Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon.
My first instinct is to say it's all right.
It's all right.
Maybe you can't win with him.
I would go can't win with him.
Cannot win with him.
I have no attachment there.
Right. They felt like a pesky little team last year, but at the end of the day,
frisky,
they,
maybe for the frisky tier, they'd
they
be a
are
frisky tier
they
team.
Are the Cardinals.
Yeah. No, the Cardinals.
You're not winning with him.
No. Yeah. It just seems like he's there for a little bit, then it'll be gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Atlanta Falcons, Raheem Morris.
Ooh, maybe the same.
Yeah, it might be.
Might be a crowded tier.
Can't win with him?
Cannot win with him.
I don't feel good about that.
No.
Okay. What else we got?
Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh.
Ooh. I like John Harbaugh. I don't know.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Or is he better than that?
I think he's best around.
You think he's one of the best around? I kind of do, too. I'm pro John Harbaugh. Now, I know when he was crying about the Patriots not, you know, lining up and like, oh, that's a trick play and whatever else. Like, that's lame. It doesn't mean he's not lame, but he's a great coach.
They're good every year.
They're the Super Bowl favorites this year.
They've won a Super Bowl with Flacco. They've been to AFC title games with Lamar. They haven't won again with Lamar.
They
but
won
he's
a
done
Super
it
Bowl with Joe Flacco.
He's done
AFC
it with
AFC
different quarterbacks.
Championship with Lamar. I thought Lamar's knock was that he couldn't win.
Say it again.
You said they just went an AFC championship.
No,
with Lamar.
I said they were in the. I meant to say anyway they were in the AFC title game.
I don't think they were they?
Last year, yeah, they lost to the Chiefs.
Was that the AFC championship game?
Yeah.
Last year, no, they lost to the Bills in the divisional round.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the Mark Andrews game? That was against Buffalo? No, they've been. I'm sorry. Haven't they been to an AFC title game?
No,
yeah. No, that was the year before.
I thought they couldn't.
No, sorry, no, no. 23.
I'm sorry. It was 2 years ago.
They lost
to the Chiefs 2 years ago. Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
It was 17 to 10.
Yeah.
It was like a terrible
gross
game.
Lamar turned it over a bunch.
Yeah.
No, but I would have Harbaugh in that tier.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh.
John.
John. Yeah. We're not just lumping the Harbaughs together like everybody else.
No. The Harbaugh Bowl. Two brothers. All right, go ahead.
Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott.
So I don't really like Sean McDermott, but I think that's more of a me thing. I think you probably got to put him in. Crown him. Yeah.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
I think that's the right
spot. I think you have to.
Yeah.
They win a lot of games. They have not won the big game.
He was in the AFC title game.
Thank you.
There you go. That's what it is. Sorry. Mixing my years and games up.
That's probably the most likely AFC championship game this year, right, would be those two guys.
Mm-hmm. All
right.
Carolina Panthers, Dave Canales.
Cannot win with him.
I like him a little bit. I got to be honest. Can't win with him is totally fair, but I would put him on It's All Right.
It's All Right. I'll put him on It's All Right.
I like him.
Yeah.
I liked his offense in Tampa. I think they were.
Is he the sex addict?
Yes.
What was his thing?
Yeah.
Super into that.
Yeah, he wrote the book about how he cheated on his wife.
Well, and his wife wrote a book. His wife made him write a book about cheating on her, I would imagine.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever helps heal some wounds.
Well, you know, they love love, so they're still together.
Really loved love. Guy loved love the most.
Love maybe a little too much.
But yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, that was part of the problem is how much he loved love.
That's where I want to put him.
All right, we'll put Canales there because he did start to turn around Bryce Young a little bit. I know you were in
they
on
were
that.
Arrow up at the end
of
the
year.
Were.
Yeah, they were.
I like him.
Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson.
The best around.
No.
No, you can't. You can't go there.
It's all right?
But yeah, it's all right.
You want to go higher
well,
than that.
How do you tier, I guess sort of the same way you would tier rookie quarterbacks when we did quarterbacks, like rookie head coaches. There's nothing to fall back on. Like there's nothing there. There's no like, oh, he was bad here, or he was good here.
You have to rule out, to me, the tippity top tier.
Okay. And the bottom tier.
You want to crown him? Some people might want to crown him. Maybe that's the best spot for him.
I want to crown him.
Yeah, let's put him there.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson.
If you want to crown him, then crown their
it's
ass.
A useful tier in that way.
That was to you, Keith.
All right.
Directly.
I
yeah.
I know. I will.
Cincinnati Bengals, Zach Taylor.
But yeah, it's all right.
I think maybe can't win with him.
They made
a Super Bowl.
I think you got to go, it's all right. Yeah.
But that's, I mean, there should almost be like another tier for like, I got an awesome quarterback.
Actually, is he on the hot seat?
First coach fired alert? How about this? Slow start for the Bengals. What are we saying about him then? We're not saying he's all right then.
Yeah.
First coach fired alert?
I don't think he's there.
Expectations are high, though.
I don't think he's there.
Okay.
I think it's all right.
He's all right.
He's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lost it.
You want to break a tie? What's the Billy, break the tie. Where do you want him?
You can't say he can't win with them because they made a Super Bowl, but then he missed the playoffs. He lost to the Patriots last year.
Sure.
Mm. I think Nick might be right. First coach fired alert, because I think the expectations are there, and he's been there long enough.
All right, Billy.
He kind of fits the criteria.
Where do we put him? First coach fired
alert. Wow.
The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Okay. That feels harsh.
He's on alert.
I don't even like him, but that feels harsh.
On alert.
By the way, text line is saying that Lamar has not been to an AFC title game. He has. I had the year wrong. It was 2023. He's been there. Yeah. Okay, next.
Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski.
I think he's in. It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, I kind of like
it. It's all right.
I like Stefanski. He's got this quarterback dilemma he's going to deal with this year, so good luck to him.
Yeah. Flacco, easy.
Yep.
Dallas Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer.
Oh, that.
Cannot win with him.
Cannot win
with him. I think it's lower.
Oh, really?
I think it might be
first
lower.
Coach fired alert?
Well, it's Jerry. Well, you know what? Jerry.
No, Jerry keeps his coaches.
This is a good point. Nick actually said this before the show. We should stick him on.
He keeps Jason his coaches. Garrett should have been fired 100 times.
That's a great point. He's not going to get fired right away.
They all stay way too long.
He's eventually going to get fired.
Oh, no doubt. Without winning.
He got no real without chance winning, of winning anything. Yeah. But yeah, okay. Can't win them. Right. Can't win with them. That's right.
Denver Broncos and Sean Payton.
All right. So where is Sean Payton? I would put him on if you want to crown him.
Okay.
But he has won.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put him at best around by a long shot. I think he's closer to it's all right, but if you want to put him on the second tier, I don't hate it. He did get my guy Bo Nix to the playoffs last year. So, you know, there is sort of like a little bit of a – I mean, he won that Super Bowl a long time ago. I guess same argument could be made about Harbaugh, but I think Harbaugh has had more winning seasons, and he's been in the league the whole time.
Yeah, Payton look, left for I was bit. Super down on Payton going into last year, but I think – you now have to look at Payton as a Super Bowl winning coach and put some stock in it because he just made the playoffs last year. I would have him on that tier.
Second tier.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell.
Love him.
If you want to crown him, then crown
their
ass.
Yeah, let's put him there.
That's the right
obviously
place.
Obviously, you're not winning the whole thing, but they were so good last year. Let's see what they do this year. I do expect a big
regression.
Drop-off. I think the big drop-off, not to give all my picks away, I think Detroit and Kansas City really fall back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Down on KC.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's the right place for Campbell, though.
Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur.
Well,
if you want to crown him,
I was going to say, I don't know how many of those we could jam into this tier. I don't even know how crowded
it is. You
want to
go there?
Where do you think he's all right? He's in the playoffs every year.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's closer to it's all right than he is obviously the best around, but he has won a lot of games.
Yeah.
Just not the big ones.
No.
So, yeah. All right. That's good.
Houston Tekkens. Wow. The video game Tekken.
I love Tekken.
Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans.
All right.
So back-to-back years, right? He's only been the head coach for 2 years. He's won the division 2 years in a row?
If we're being fair, you know, you probably got to say if you want to crown him. I feel like he's closer to it's all right.
I'd rather put him in it's all right.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think part of it is like the division's been so bad the last couple of years.
And, you know, I feel like a lot of that's Stroud. I know Stroud didn't have the strongest year last year, but a lot of that's Stroud. I mean, LaFleur's done it with a few different quarterbacks. So to me, I would put him there.
Indianapolis Colts, Shane Spikeman.
He's in the mix to be first fired.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
All right.
The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Definitely in the mix to be first out. Shane Steichen.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Liam Cohn.
Oh, my God. That's your guy.
Does he need his own?
Dear Duval.
Duval.
That guy's a creep.
Can't win with him?
Can't win with him.
Okay.
Yeah, can't win with him. The press conferences alone, like I was like, hey, I like his offense, but I'm good.
I mean, that was the guy I wanted the Patriots to hire right up until I heard the introductory press conference. Then I said,
hey.
They made a great decision passing up on that guy.
Alex Burrow.
Cannot win with him.
Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
All right.
You hate the Chiefs over there, apparently, but yeah, that's where you can put
him.
He's
there. Great.
You're okay. You're okay with him there?
No, he's excellent.
Okay.
The GOAT!
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Arguably.
He could be.
Some would say.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders, Pete Carroll.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think that's the right place
for him. I don't want to put him too high.
And look, not to be inconsistent.
He did win a Super Bowl.
But Sean Payton's backed it up with like a recent successful year.
I
need Pete Carroll to show he can make the playoffs in the Raiders before we put him back on that.
He was going the downside, then was out of football.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Chargers, Jim Harbaugh.
I would put him on the crown him tier.
I would, too.
I feel like a lot of people want to crown. He's a notch below
John.
No.
Crown him.
Yeah.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
He's got a lot of crown hims.
Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay.
Goat. Oh, yeah. That's the best around.
You're the best around.
Big fan. There's a lot of pushback here or in New England, I feel like, on McVay, just because Bill beat him in a Super Bowl. But that was a long time ago. And then he recovered. Then he turned it around and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're threatened.
And his team's always in the playoffs.
Patriots fans are threatened. Bill Belichick fans are threatened
by
McVay. Young coach
McVay
wins at a high level.
He's great, though.
Yeah.
That's a stud.
Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel.
So I used to like
him.
The fact that he's going to have a job after this
is
insane.
Oh, that's even stronger.
First coach fired alert.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
First coach fired alert. I like him, but like the shine has come off, and I think it fits the criteria though. Like the guys in the bottom tier, the way we're looking at it, might be better coaches than the guys directly above them, but they have expectations. And they've been there longer.
He's a broken guy, too. Did you guys see this? Like, hey, what's so good about this morning? It's like another day closer to death.
We were talking about that leaving camp one day.
Great line.
Which, honestly, good outlook on life.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. It's coming for all of us. Uh-huh. Someday the sun is going to come smashing into the earth or vice versa. Yeah. Okay. What else?
We'll be playing fantasy football in the sky.
Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell.
Goat. Yeah, I think he's got to be best around. Now, give me the best around tier right now, Keith. Who's on there?
John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean McVay.
Okay, they've all won.
I know.
This guy hasn't.
But he hasn't been in the league that long.
Okay.
He hasn't been a head coach that long.
I'm fine with putting him up
there. I think what he did with Darnold, they won 14 games with the Vikings last year and Sam Darnold.
We might be crowning him a touch early, but I think he belongs.
But I also think he deserves to be above all the guys that we have.
Agreed.
And crown him.
Agreed.
New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel.
All right, so before we decide, what did Courtney say about him after they interviewed him yesterday?
I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
He's hard as they come.
Hard as they come?
Should that be its own tier?
I think that should be its own tier.
Mike Vrabel, hard as they come. Now, where does that
fit? For me personally, looking at this list, I would put him in between the crown him and the it's all right. I'd rather have him than the it's all right guys. Okay. But probably below the crown him.
Okay, let me hear the breakdown one more time. What was Courtney's
pick? I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
All right, hard as they come.
Hard as they come.
That's right in between the crown.
Hard they come, hard they fall.
It's all right tier. That's a good place.
Fair spot.
I'm going to
All right. Well, that's not the name of the tier. All right, we got to get moving here. We got a bunch
New more. New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore.
Cannot win with him.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think they're going to win with the Saints? I kind of like his scheme, but they're not winning.
No.
Quarterbacks are terrible, yeah.
Giants, Brian Daboll.
So unfortunately,
the fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
Why do you say unfortunately?
I like Daboll.
Why?
I like Daboll. I think I like what he did with Josh Allen. He was here. He's a Patriots coach. I think he is a good coach, actually. So that's why I mean that. I think he is pretty good. He's been dealt a tough hand there. And they paid Daniel Jones and not Saquon Barkley. And they're like, still win, please. Keep winning games, please. Like, that's tough.
Okay.
A tough sell.
I mean, he had Jones and Barkley prior to that and didn't win.
Yeah.
But okay. That's he's first coach fired alert. Yeah.
Jets and Aaron Glenn.
I mean, can't win.
Cannot win with him.
Can't win with him. Or do you want to put him on it's all right?
I can't. That's probably the right place for him, yeah.
Eagles, Nick Sirianni.
Crown him?
It's all right?
Let's put him on it's all right.
It's all right.
I don't think he's
won a
Super
right.
Bowl. So harsh.
I know, but like I thought he was going to get fired like right up until he won Super Bowl.
Do not let the Philly fans who saw the A.J. Brown trade rumors, do not let them see this.
They're going to get hot.
Don't let them see this.
Tag
please.
WIP on this when we post it.
It's all right. Okay, good.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin.
That's if you want to crown him.
Also, a guy won a Super Bowl, but like, yeah, you're not recently. You're not winning the big game. Like, you're somehow. He's a good coach, so he does deserve to be up there that high. Yeah, but like 9-8 losing the first round, 10-7 losing the first round, 9-8 losing the first round. Like, that's what it is.
It's all right if that's what you're trying to do.
No, I think he's good.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Like, I think right now he's better than Vrabel.
Let's put him there.
Yeah,
yeah.
49 is Kyle Shanahan.
Same.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
It's a busy tier, but they all kind of deserve to be there.
That's the right place.
Yeah.
For him, for sure. Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald.
Okay, he won 10 games as a first-year coach last year with Geno.
Yeah, it's all right.
But I still think that's where you put him, but like, I wonder if we're just not giving him enough respect. But yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Buccaneers and Todd Bowles.
Same.
It's all right.
I don't think he's a good coach, but they win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Titans and Brian Callahan.
Can't win with
Cannot
him.
Win with him.
Fired?
No. I bet he'll stay there one more year.
He's got
at
a
least.
Leash with
I wouldn't pick him there.
Okay.
Washington Commanders and Dan Quinn.
Let me toss out.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Hard as they come?
I think. No. Because Vrabel got in there.
I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
If Vrabel got in there and was pulling guys off the pile, he didn't.
Dan Quinn didn't get in there.
He was just standing there. I think he's all right.
Yeah.
No one wants to crown him. So
nobody wants to crown him. That's true. He's not really. In fact, he might be underrated.
He's all right. Where do we put Taylor on the it's all right tier?
We did.
And Quinn's been to a Super Bowl, so let's put him there.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
All right, here we go. We got the list of it, and I just have the photos here, so I could screw this up. I don't have the names written in front of me. I just have their faces.
Great.
So this is going to be more of a test for me than anything else.
Perfect.
The best around: John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell.
I think that's a great tier.
The four horsemen of the NFL.
I think that's a great tier.
I think it's pretty good. The if you want to crown them, then crown their ass tier. Sean McDermott, Ben Johnson, Sean Payton, Dan Campbell, Matt LaFleur, Jim Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, Kyle Shanahan.
It's busy.
It is.
But I think we nailed it.
It's tied for the biggest tier.
Yep.
Hard as they come tier?
I never said he was soft. Yeah. I think he's as hard as they come.
Mike Vrabel?
Perfect.
The it's all right tier? Dave Canales, Kevin Stefanski, D'Amico Ryans, Pete Carroll, Nick Sirianni. Who is that? Mike McDonald, I think?
Probably.
Yeah. Todd Bowles and Dan Quinn.
Okay.
The can't win with them tier is...
Got to be busy.
Gannon, Morris, Liam Cohen,
sure.
Kellen Moore, Aaron Glenn, and two other dudes.
Okay, two more dudes. Yep. Sure.
And then the first coach fired alert would be Zachary Taylor, Shane Steichman, Mike McDaniel, and Brian Daboll.
I don't know. Oh, yes, Mike McDaniel. Sorry. I was thinking of Mike McDonald. I'm getting all my
the McDonald's, the Callahan's, the Shanahan's.
Yeah. Mike McDaniel is supposed to be there. Yes, we got it.
Yeah,
we got it.
The Schottenheimers. Schottenheimer's also one of the guys that came in with him. I think we might have nailed it.
I think at the end of the day, perfect tears. No pushback, no argument, I would imagine.
Nope.
In the Twitch chat or on the text line, we'll monitor that. We got Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Make sure you keep an eye on our socials at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram, for the coaching tiers on a Tier Tuesday. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Text line is responding to the tiers, Keefe.
Loving them. It's up on Twitter. I put it out at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe, shortly on Instagram as well.
Looks good.
Being posted now.
Oh, great.
Being posted as we speak.
It's it pops. Vrabel on his own tier.
It's posted.
It's posted. It's now posted. I'm being told now in my ear it is posted.
Great.
You're a visual learner.
The Vrabel tier pops in more ways than one.
No doubt.
But the text line says this tiers list is so bad.
All right, well.
Negative 5 stars.
They can't all be winners.
People are complaining about Sirianni in the middle of the tier, although it's an Eagles fan.
Okay.
We also got a lot of flack about LaFleur specifically. We were either too high on LaFleur or too low on Ryans. I do agree.
I think
those two probably should have been on the same tier. I don't know if we should lower LaFleur or raise Ryans, but in retrospect, we probably should have had him on the same tier.
Yeah, I think maybe we could have moved Ryans up, to be honest. Because I think LaFleur, I think part of that whole idea of the second tier is high floor, maybe a low ceiling. So Matt LaFleur has been with the Packers for 6 years, lost in the conference championship game his first two, has made the playoffs 5 out of 6, and has a 67% winning percentage.
Yeah, I mean, so
he wins a ton of regular season
games.
That's
like the definition of like a coach who's going to get you there, but he might not be able to get you over the top. And again, in his defense, he's done it with different quarterbacks. So there's that. You continue to sound off at 617-779-7937. Keep an eye out at Jones and Keefe, and specifically at Keefe21 for those tiers. Meanwhile, while we were doing those tiers, Keefe.
Yeah, this just into the news desk.
Sham Sharanya with the text line also calls this a mini Shams bomb.
Yeah, cause, yeah.
You tell me if you agree with that. It sounds like you do.
I do.
Wick Grosbeck will no longer stay on as governor as part of the Boston Celtics' $6.1 billion sale to Bill Chisholm.
Sources
tell me and Ramona Shelburne. The plan had been for Grosbeck to remain through 2028. Chisholm assumes the governor title, and the transfer will be finalized soon.
I can't say I'm shocked by it.
I'm not,
it's sort of like...
I think we said in real time when Wick said he was staying on through 2028, we were like, no chance.
We're like, you're going to stay on long enough for them to shed payroll, get rid of some of these guys. Bill Chisholm doesn't have to answer questions about why Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and Al Horford are gone. And then, you know, Wick's already been pretending to be the owner for so long. You can pretend a little bit longer, I guess, and then we're going to move on. And then Bill Chisholm, you don't pay $6.1 billion and be like, well, I don't want to make the decisions. Like, no, you're going to make the decision.
And so, look, I think Wick would have voted however Bill Chisholm wanted anyway governor.
Yeah.
But, like, the Chisholm now will be attached to whatever governor votes there are, whatever owner-level votes there are with the CBA, any changes like that. And it just removes Wick as the fake owner of the Celtics, as you just said, which we now know for 20-plus years he's been the fake owner. He doesn't get to pretend anymore.
Right.
And, you know, you weren't spending dad's money. Bill Chisholm was cutting into the Celtics payroll, and that wasn't you either. None of it was your money. You don't get to pretend anymore. And we're all done with the fairyland fantasy tale.
Yep.
But I'm not surprised by this
at all. It was a good run. A great run, a couple titles in there.
It was, but I'm not surprised by this at all. I think we said when he announced he was staying, I think he told Greg, right? He's staying on through 2028. We're like, it's not, no chance.
I don't think so.
Terp tweeted this
out. A little bit sooner than I thought, maybe, but no, this decision is not a surprise.
Terp tweeted this out. I think we used this example in real time. Mark Cuban claimed he was going to stay on as the governor. I was like, how on earth is that going to work? Mm-hmm. And it didn't. It was all fake. It was all just a way to soften the blow and make you look like you're still connected and still care. But Cuban didn't want to trade Luka Doncic. Guess what? He had no say. He wasn't the governor anymore. Even if he was in name or by title, in practice, he wasn't, because there's a new owner in town. And Wick hasn't been calling the shots maybe ever, but now officially on paper, he's not doing it anymore. That's, again, from Shams Charania, no longer the governor of the Boston Celtics. It will be Bill Chisholm. So you can't hide behind Wick anymore.
No.
Although I think pretty much everything they've been doing this offseason, we've been blaming Bill Chisholm for. I do blame him for what they've done this offseason.
Yeah, I still go back to the Tatum injury lets you off the hook a little bit. Right? Like, if Tatum was healthy and then you knowingly got rid of all these guys.
Well, fine.
Because if Holiday and Horford are on the team.
To get under the second apron, not to do, like, cap minutia.
Yeah.
If they get under the luxury tax, I don't let them off the hook. They don't need to get that low below the payroll. If you want to get below the second apron, fine, do that. If you want to get below the luxury taxes to save yourself some money, no, I don't like that from the new ownership group that's here. Yeah. I don't really understand doing that.
I guess where I come at it differently.
All the other competitive teams don't do that.
But I don't know how good Holiday, Porzingis, or Horford are going to be next year. I don't think Porzingis is going to play much. I think Holiday is already kind of turning into way past his prime type of player. And I think Horford's going to be, you can't really play him all the time. Like, I just think even basketball-wise, which I understand these are all salary dumps, but I just think none of those three guys are going to really come back to bite you.
I agree with that. But now, what if they trade Simons or whatever to get below the luxury tax?
I'll be mad about the Simons. Right. I'll be mad about that.
And so this is what I'm talking about, because I don't think they're done cutting payroll. That's a projection. But I don't think they're done cutting.
George Niang, they cut him.
They continued it last week.
Right.
Right? And maybe I could talk myself into Boucher over Niang.
Yeah,
That was all financial machinations. And so, no, I don't like that. But anyway, that's the latest from Shams. Wick out, which I think we all saw coming. 617-779-7937. You can weigh in here on Jones and Keefe. We got a Keefer Madness for you at 1245 every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. On the way next, High Noon. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston.